All right, here with the great Thiago Alves. He has just been announced that he signed with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Look, man, you're a legend down here. You've done it all in the mixed martial arts game. What went into all this kind of happening that you wanted to take this step?
It was a combination of the financial offer, you know, and also kind of wanted to change it up a little bit. You know, when you've been doing something for such a long time, 14, 15 years, you know, in the same organization. I mean, I'm very blessed. I'm very happy with what I've done in UFC and, you know, what I've done in my MMA career. But at this stage, I need something that sparks that, you know, fire and spirit. And I think changing, you know, not changing sports because we're still, you know, it's still a combat sport, but just changing the way you can approach fighting, it's very exciting to me. You know, I'm excited to see how my skills is going to match, you know, with this new type of fighting, new fighting style for myself. And, you know, I'm always competitive. I always come to fight, so I'm excited to make some damage in this organization.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Did you pick the brain of anybody who's done it? Anybody who's experienced with the organization?
So I watch a lot of bare knuckle boxing fights. You know, it's something new. You know, it's something that you don't have any specialist on it, right? You might have some guys that done a few fights, but it's kind of hard to break in the whole science yet because it's a brand new sport, you know. So I'm excited to kind of learn as I go. You know, there are a few things that you obviously know. You know, you got to be precise when you throw a punch to the head. You know, you want to throw more speed to the head than power. You know, you don't want to load up in every punch because you might hit, you know, a forehead or an elbow or something like that. So in the body, you can go a little bit harder, you know, because there's not much protection. So there are a few things that kind of goes without saying, you know, knowing fighting itself. But I'm excited to learn as I go. You know, I pick up very quickly.
What is that like? I mean, you spent your whole life having to be good at everything in mixed martial arts. Now you talked a little bit in the press conference about just getting to focus on using them hands and putting somebody away. Is that like, that's got to be a huge relief, I imagine, preparation wise and fun. I mean, you get to, as far as much fun as you guys can have in this crazy ass sport that you do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just because it kind of limits you, the weapons that you use, you know, you got to find different ways to use those weapons, you know. And there's a lot of angles, there's a lot of movement, you know, that you can't do with just boxing the way that, you know, I used to move defensively. You know, it changed a little bit because you don't have to worry about knees and kicks anymore. So it's a little bit of adjustment that I made already, you know, and I'm excited to use what I learned so far and let it, you know, everything hang on fight night.
Everybody who seems to be signing with them early on seems very appreciative of kind of just the pursuit, kind of rolling out the red carpet for you guys. In a place like the UFC that is so vast, you know, you've had so much experience. Have you seen it change as far as like the way guys are treated, and is it nice, I guess, maybe the way they are, you know, kind of, I guess, just kind of putting the spotlight on guys, legends like yourself, people like Paige VanZant, things like that?
You know, it's a growing business, right? UFC, I was in UFC, I think my first fight was 2004, 2005, and also I seen the whole evolution of the business, you know, and when you're in evidence, when you're the hot fighter, UFC treats you very well, you know. When you're not that guy anymore, you become part of the numbers, you know, and you see that happen, you know, over and over, which is just the nature of the business, you know. There is nothing, that's messed up, it shouldn't be like that. No, it is what it is. That's how the game is, you know. We're on the hardest sport in the world, you know. Every time you step in there, it's 50-50. A fighter doesn't need to be coddled, you know, outside the fight. You need to be treated with respect, you know, and financially you need to have, you know, the financial support to make sure you do what you do without any worries. But when it comes to, you know, the pampering and all the evidence, it is what it is. You know, when you're hot, you know, all the tension that goes to you, you're able to dictate things, you know, things that you want to do. When you're not so hot anymore, things change. You got to kind of take what it comes.
Is it bananas to you that, like, back in 2004, people thought that UFC was the most savage thing around, and now people think this is the most savage thing around? You guys make your profession in a very wild manner, you know, the way you guys earn your living. Do you think this is going to be a lot more savage than that, or do you think, no, I'm a combat athlete and I'll figure out the way to do it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's a combat sport, you know. It's a lot more competitive because it's two hands, you know, against two other hands, you know. So it's going to get messy, you know. There's no other way around it. And, yeah, in the beginning, UFC was, you know, savage sport and this and that. Now, bare knuckle boxing is taking those, you know, blueprint from UFC. And I think, you know, if you really look at most of the fights, you know, it's very technical. People don't get hit a lot, you know. Yeah, when you get hit, you might get cut, you might get knocked out, but that's in every fighting, right? You get cut in MMA, you get cut in boxing. So you shouldn't be worried about getting cut or getting hit. You know, if you want to fight, you should get in there and think about, you know, being the best in the world, being victorious, you know, and training hard for that. You know, when you start worrying about all the wrong things, you know, that could go wrong, that shit's gonna happen regardless. You know, I think the focus is just focus on what you want to happen, you know, and not worry about what could happen. And if it happens, you deal with it. But until then, just focus on the mission.
Before we get you out of here, you're a very tough man. What is more painful, brain freeze or hitting your funny bone?
Brain freeze. Dude, brain freeze for me, I think because my head is too big. It's brutal, man. It hurts. So brain freeze for sure.
Thanks for the time, man. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.